This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Warning, what you are about to hear may frighten you. Congress is back. Yes, after a five-week recess, your Congress returned to Washington this week with no shortage of work to resolve against the proverbial clock. Kind of reminds me of that bumper sticker I saw recently on a mall parking lot. It said, "So much shopping, so little money." Your government is operating on a continuing resolution passed back in March that funded the government through the end of this month. Back in March, the end of the fiscal year was 6 months away. No problem. That is, until you get into September, and then you realize all of a sudden, hey, we're about out of time. That's been the practice of Congress for many years. And in my opinion, it's malfeasance, if you're honest with yourself. So a little recent historical context is in order here. Remember last December, we were working on the funding bills for fiscal year 25, albeit already a quarter into the fiscal year. Remember, we punted that funding through a continuing resolution until March. The thinking was we'll have unified power, control of the House, control of the Senate, and of course the White House, and we can pretty much do what we want after the inauguration of President Trump. You'll remember I called BS on that argument, realizing that we still have this thing called the filibuster. And unless you're dealing with reconciliation, you'd have to have 60 votes to pass anything in the Senate. And we had 53, but I regress. We passed that CR by a narrow margin of 217 to 213. We bought ourselves more time, and then promptly returned to the debate on the big, beautiful bill. Remember that one? Well, our Appropriations Committee continued to work, but all the attention was on the reconciliation package. Well, we got that work done by the self-imposed Independence Day deadline. Then we took a victory lap, left town for a week, came back with time running away from us. Then the Epstein saga surfaced, and by the end of July, Speaker Johnson sent us home a little early for the August recess, in hopes the pending discharge petition involving Epstein would go away. But when we returned this week, concern over the release of those files was still alive, but a pressure campaign to keep Republicans off the discharge petition seemed to be working, at least as of this report. All the while, the clock is still ticking on a funding solution by the end of the month, and there's nothing really in sight to give one hope. Appropriators continue to work. At least we got the energy and water bill out of the House this week. But we still have two tough bills to mark up in committee, Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education, and the Commerce, Justice, Science title. We'll move those, hopefully, next week. So predictably, Epstein and government funding were the topics of the first week back. And now you're hearing about the potential expiration of the Obamacare subsidies at the end of this year. Walking and chewing gum at the same time is a challenge for the modern Congress, and we just added another wad to the chew. By the way, millions of people get tax credits for their health care, and the Democrats temporarily increased those benefits to those making over 400% of the federal poverty level through the America Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act. Those subsidies expire at the end of this calendar year. The end result will be a huge premium increase and the likely result of millions dropping health care coverage altogether. I hope the ERs around the country are paying attention. So we now have two clocks running, funding the government by the end of September and the ACA subsidies by December 31st. At the risk of repeating myself in many of these recent reports, I don't like CRs, and without budget process reform, it's become the present-day way your federal government gets funded. To get my vote later this month, Congress is going to have to do something. I mean, move a package of bills from the FY26 portfolio and have them signed into law. The hope is we can offer a small omnibus package, say Ledge Branch, Ag, and Milcon VA, a minibus, if you will, and a short-term CR for the rest of it. Absent that, as I told Speaker Johnson back in March, when it comes to funding another long-term continuing resolution, I'm a no. It's well past time we do our job, and we do it on time, and funding the government is about as basic a responsibility as there is. We just spent 5 weeks at home, so save me the excuse that we're running out of time. As we say in Arkansas, that dog won't hunt. We burn through the first 3 days back from recess. We'll go home for the weekend, and then back here on Monday to resume our work. The House calendar shows 11, count them, 11 working days remaining before the end of the fiscal year, and 6 of those days are fly-in and fly-out days. So much work, so little time. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.